in the limelight.
This hateful white nationalist rhetoric is not just being spread by lone gunmen. It can also be found on cable news and in the rhetoric of politicians today. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by John Cooley, journalist. This article is published under the heading Buffalo Gunman's Racism Directly Tied to Mainstreaming of White Nationalism, Say Critics. Here's the story. Amid the outpouring of grief and heartache following the recent massacre in Buffalo that left 10 people dead and 3 wounded, critical observers say the racial animus, which evidence shows motivated the killer, must be seen in the larger context of a white nationalist mindset that has increasingly broken into the mainstream of the right-wing political movement and Republican Party in recent years. Taken into custody at the scene of the mass shooting at Top Market and identified as Peyton Gendron, the white 18-year-old male charged with the murders of the victims live-streamed his attack online, where he also posted a detailed 180-page document that has been described by those who have reviewed it, including journalists and law enforcement, as a white nationalist manifesto rife with anti-black racism, anti-Semitism, and conspiracy theories about white replacement. According to local outlet News 4 in Buffalo, the document, which News 4 has reviewed, plotted the attack in grotesque detail. The writer plotted his actions down to the minute, including diagrams of his path through the store, and said he specifically targeted a Tops Market's location on Jefferson Avenue because its zip code has the highest percentage of black people close enough to where he lives. This was pure evil, said Erie County Sheriff John Garcia during a press conference recently. The killings, he said, was a straight-up racially motivated hate crime from somebody outside of our community. A senior law enforcement official in Buffalo told NBC News that they were working to verify the document's authenticity and confirm Gendron was behind it. We are aware of the manifesto allegedly written by the suspect, and we are working to definitely confirm that he is the author, the official says. With these and other facts established about Gendron's apparent motivations and ideology, many of those horrified by the recent killings responded by saying the brutal and deadly attack in Buffalo cannot and should not be separated from the growing embrace of this kind of violent far-right nationalism that has increasingly found a home inside more mainstream institutions in the U.S., including right-wing media outlets like Fox News and a Republican Party enthralled by the xenophobia and fascist conspiracy theories of Donald Trump. We are horrified, heartbroken, and enraged at the news of the vicious attack on our neighbors and loved ones in Buffalo, New York, said People's Action, the progressive advocacy group, in a statement. The group added, This racist attack is a pure example of evil. It's also the predictable result of the relentless onslaught of white nationalist conspiracy theory spewed from the far right, increasingly distributed by major corporate news outlets like Fox News and the extremist politicians their billionaire allies have cultivated. In Christchurch, New Zealand, and El Paso, Texas, and Poway, California, and now again in Buffalo, New York, a gunman motivated by a white nationalist conspiracy theory about invading immigrants shot and killed people of color, said Somaya Wahid, senior policy counsel for Muslim Advocates, in a statement referencing a series of mass shootings carried out by white supremacists in recent years. Wahid continued, just like in Christchurch, the alleged Buffalo shooter both posted a manifesto about the Great Replacement conspiracy theory and also live streamed his massacre on social media. Our hearts go out to the families of the victims and to the people of Buffalo. In a statement recently, Kenna Collins, a gun violence prevention advocate and Democratic congressional candidate running for Congress in Illinois' 7th District, made similar arguments, calling the shooting a devastating and sickening display of the racism, white supremacy, hate, and gun violence that plague the United States. Collins said black people in Buffalo were targeted for no reason other than that they are black. This was an act of terrorism, and it should be treated as such, she added. It is another reminder that white supremacy has and will always be America's greatest threat. White supremacy has infiltrated our military and police departments. It was also on display on January 6 last year as insurrectionists, fueled by white supremacy, attacked our Capitol and threatened the lives of sitting members of Congress, unquote. Journalist Sam Sachs also made a connection between the Buffalo shooter and the Big Lie movement that drove the January 6 insurrection last year. Wahid, in his statement, said, "This hateful white nationalist rhetoric is not just being spread by lone gunmen. Such rhetoric," he said, "can also be found on cable news and in the rhetoric of politicians in the United States today." On his cable news show, Tucker Carlson said that the Democratic Party is trying to replace the current electorate, the voters now casting ballots, with new people, more obedient voters from the third world. In campaign ads, Donald Trump described Latino immigrants as an invasion. In a speech, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene called the election of Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib an invasion of the U.S. government. With Republicans and major media personalities normalizing white nationalist, anti-immigrant, anti-black, anti-Latino, and anti-Muslim conspiracy theories, and gunmen like the one in Buffalo carrying out such attacks, Wahid said it is now clear that white nationalism is the greatest threat to the U.S. security, and we must hold everyone who spreads this hate accountable before anyone else is harmed.